there, it's Toby, and before you get started on this episode, I wanted to tell you about our sponsor, Retropop Relics. Retropop Relics has been creating some of the coolest 3D printed giant video game cartridges. If you visit RetropopRelics.com, you can see a bunch of the cartridges that are already available. You can get Super Smash Bros., Paper Mario, Super Mario World, Pokemon Red, Blue, Yellow, and even Green. These are perfect decorations for your game room. So again, go check out RetropopRelics.com. And if you use the promo code GENIE at checkout, you'll get 10% off. RetropopRelics.com. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Secret Levels Podcast. On this week's episode, we ask you to rise from your grave.
Rise from your grave.
I'm player one, Toby.
And I'm player two, Altered Goobs.
And we do a retro video game review show where we talk about the history, the story, the gameplay, some fun facts.
And then we give it a rage meter from 1 to 10. Breaking the shit out.
1 to 10 to tell you how mad it makes us.
It's like, do you want to chop up a whole bunch of chili peppers and then touch your dick after?
Ooh.
I promised someone I would add that into the show. So there you go, Shags. That's for you. Keep cooking pizza and keep your hands off your wiener after you chop up a whole bunch of chili peppers.
Ooh, that's a story that I want to hear later. And then we give it a nice, calm rating to let you know if it's still worth playing. And that's also a 1 to 10 rating. We also have a guest today.
We're not alone.
We are not alone.
The most frequent guest ever on Secret Levels.
And why is that?
Because you're the number one lady of levels.
That's true. You're supposed to say because I'm the best.
Please introduce yourself, player three.
Player three, Jenny Bean.
Welcome to your doom.
Yay.
Yay.
She's
as
always
you,
here.
As I always say, yay. I'm excited because I never know what else to say. So yay.
Another episode she won't listen to.
Nope.
Yeah, she won't listen to any episodes with herself on it for some reason.
No, because my voice is irritating. I'm sorry for all of you who have to listen to it. But I really love this game, so too bad.
Well, actually,
she as soon as we started the show, she calls dibs on certain games.
This was like one of the games that I was like, when you do this, you have to have me on. If not, divorce. So he's saving his marriage. You're ruining that, your ears.
Especially after the comment I made on last episode.
Which I haven't heard yet, but when I do, I'm going to be very angry, I think.
Well, that's funny that you wanted to be on this episode, because this is one of the games where me and Goobs fell in love.
Yep. It was all because of my Altered Beast hat.
Yep.
That's why I'm a co-host
here. I feel like this is one of the games where we cemented our relationship and love for video games as well.
No.
We played this game together lots of times.
Yeah.
This is one of the probably the top games that we've played together.
Played a doggy style once.
No, we didn't. Don't lie.
wolf style.
No, thank you. Wolf That's style. Not flattering for a girl, but nice try. If it was Aladdin, maybe.
That's how we watch X-Files.
Hey, Bloodhound Gang reference. I got that one.
Jen just said we're not the bare naked ladies.
So wrong.
I got one of the references finally.
I know. I said I was so wrong.
Okay, well,
I swear the bare naked ladies mention X-Files in the song too. Anyways, just
yeah, saying. Watching X-Files with no lights on.
Yeah, so there you go.
This
I
is
was
too
right.
much banter. We're turning into the other video
Sorry.
Game shows.
Sorry. What game are we playing?
We are playing Altered Beast, and let's go ahead and transform into the details.
Let's jump right into the D's.
The dragon. Oh. Sorry, I hate that fucking noise so much.
Oh, you got two of us here for this one, Toby. You're fucked.
Yep. So we are playing Altered Beast. This game was released August 14th, 1989. It was developed by Sega, and it was published by Sega. And the version that we played was on the Sega Genesis. It's free. What
Nintendo? There's multiple different versions of this game.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This game was originally released on the arcade in 1988. This game was made before I was born.
Oh my God, we were five.
This game was also ported to the PC Engine. So there is a Hue card and a CD version. It was also released on the Atari ST, the ZX Spectrum, the Commodore 64, MS-DOS, Nintendo Famicom has
I'm waiting for it, bud. I'm waiting for it.
Nintendo Famicom has a version. Tiger Electronics handhelds have a version. There's an 8-bit version for the Master System.
That's the one I first played growing up.
And the Amiga.
Motherfucker Amiga!
And you can also find this game a part of a lot of the Sega Genesis collections.
It's on all of them, pretty much.
And yes. Rightfully so.
And there was a time this was free on PlayStation. Like, you can just get it for free. PlayStation 3, sorry.
It's also available on iOS and Androids. And there's a 3D port that was on the Nintendo 3DS. And it's on the Sega Classic. So there's so many ways to play this game.
Yeah, it's one of the staples. Yeah, you can play it on your phone.
Rising from my grave all the time. Yes!
Welcome to your doom!
Prepare for your doom!
I love it so much.
This is a single or multiplayer game, and it's a side-scrolling beat-em-up.
It also might be some way people like awaken their sexual fantasies.
I don't agree with that whatsoever.
Fine. Furries could definitely come from this game.
But I feel sure. like I wouldn't play Altered Beast and be like, now I'm sure. a furry.
For
no,
sure.
You don't know. There's buff men that turn into fucking furry animals. So
a dragon is not
that's
furry
my fantasy. Here.
That's a scaly.
There you go.
But then there's the other three are furry. A tiger uppercut, tiger, a bear, and a wolf. They're all furries.
Yeah, I guess. But I don't know. Anyways.
Again, we welcome everyone here on
we
Secret
do,
Levels.
But just saying.
Everyone thinks I'm a closet furry, so.
He's not. Trust me. One he day. Hates wearing costumes because they're too hot. He gets angry is why he won't cosplay with me. So he's not a closet furry. Sorry for any of you who think that he is.
Riku.
Sorry, Riku.
Mass Llama.
Sorry, Mass Llama.
Berg. Everyone in Discord thinks I'm a closet furry.
Discord, I'm sorry, you're wrong. This man won't wear a costume. He's not gonna wear a fur costume, okay?
Now if there's fans installed.
We're too cheap for that shit. You'd want me to make it for you. I'm not putting fans in it.
Would y'all like to hear the story?
I guess. Sorry.
Time for story time with Toby. Dude,
turned
we got
into a derailer.
We
I'm
got
sorry.
Two derailers on this episode, man.
Yes, story. Story time with Toby. Fring!
No, uh-huh. There's no fring.
There is now. There's a fring after everything now.
She's ruining the show, Toby. Or making it better?
Yes, that's right.
In a time of gods, myths, and legends, a time where men were warriors and fought courageously against unnatural enemies in an endless battle of good and evil.
And buff as fuck.
A mighty warrior has been awoken from his tomb by the god of thunder himself, Zeus. You have been awoken for one reason, to rescue Zeus's daughter, Athena, from the evil demon god named Neph.
It looks like Faster.
That's that guy's name. Even today, I'm like, who the fuck is that guy anyways?
He looks like Faster.
He does look like Faster.
He does.
Now, just because you were a brave and awesome Roman Centron don't mean shit. You'll need some supernatural help to give you the strength and speed to defeat Neph. You have been bestowed the powers of the Altered Beast to transform you into part animal and part human creature.
I feel like you're giving a Bible like study class, man. You could be a good preacher.
Hey, this
you got the whole Southern Baptist
hey,
voice now.
Zeus is involved, okay? Now the only way to turn into these beasts is to conquer your foes and take their spirit!
Or kill blue pigs.
Hey, I you
spirit
know what?
Pigs.
Hold that thought for a second. Let me finish this. Neph will still be a challenge even with your new abilities. Just remember, Zeus didn't bring you back from the grave, so fail. So this game should take you about an hour to beat. Maybe
if
less.
That.
not long.
Speedrun.com has a record set by Ziggy at 6 minutes and 10 seconds.
Whoa, impressive.
Yes.
That's fast as hell.
I watched one and it was 9 minutes today and I was like, well, that's pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
So 6 is even better, man. I can't beat the game in 9 minutes. I suck at video
games.
What's
better, both of them combined, 69. Yeah.
Hey.
Maybe if you're 12.
would you guys like to start talking about this gameplay on this damn thing?
It's not a damn thing, it's a damn great thing.
Yeah.
Damn great thing. So the D-pad will move your characters left and right. Pressing down will make them kneel. Pressing up will make you lay on your back.
Really? You can lay on your back?
You can do the up kick, like the fancy jazzercise.
Oh, yes. Okay, sorry. Yeah. I thought that was to the side kick.
No,
I didn't realize that was a back kick.
Yeah.
All the time in this game, I tried to make our characters look like we were fucking each
Always.
Other.
That's the only way to play.
Like, at the end, Roy's, like, crouching up and down.
Yeah, on top of her. She's, like, bent over, and I'm just, like, thrusting behind her.
The original teabag.
Yeah, totally.
The altered bag.
So A lets you punch, B lets you kick. If you hold down...
Sorry, the beast bag. I can't let that go without being said.
No.
Like you were saying a second ago, if you hold down or up and you press kick or punch, you'll do a slightly different version of those moves. C lets you jump. You can also attack when you jump. And if you hold up while you jump, you'll jump even higher.
That's a... I was looking through the cheats for I don't know what reason, but
just because you know we're curious.
One person like there's a cheat code to hold down up. I'm like, really? Like to jump higher? I'm like, you didn't know that? Like you couldn't figure that out? That had to be down here.
That is weird. That's really weird.
But like speaking of the punches and kicks, man, they're weak as fuck when you're like original form.
They are.
Does this person have a name?
No, it doesn't.
Hank.
Neither one of them. Hank.
We're gonna Hank and Tom. Tom Hanks.
Tom.
Jenny hates him.
So much.
So
fucking
Hank.
Tom and Hank.
Hank's the pink one. Tom's the blue one.
We're gonna mix that up, but anyways, yeah. So you start out like in a really weak form,
and they don't really like hit properly. Like they're kind of
It's just like weak punches,
short arm punches,
little,
short ass
like,
kicks. But
the mini kicks,
the jazzercise legs are just absolutely
those are always
amazing.
There, yeah.
So you actually end up getting the spirit things to transform. So you have to kill. They're not pigs, and that's what I thought they were too for the longest time until
they
I read the
like
manual.
Pigs.
Goobs.
I always thought they were pigs.
Yeah, what are they?
They are three-headed wolves. And if you, now, when you go back and play it again, because that's what I always thought they were. I thought they were pigs, too. But you can definitely tell it's a three-headed wolf.
I'm too busy kicking it to look at its head, I guess.
Right.
Oh, we'd be calling them out, like, when we're playing together. Like,
oh, yeah, we're
blue
like,
blue pig, go!
It's really funny that y'all called them pigs, too, because that's what I used to call them when I was younger, too.
It looks like a fucking pig.
Yeah.
I don't see a three-headed wolf like I might now, as you said.
Now that I know,
maybe.
I saw a pig.
Yeah.
Right. So once you kill the blue ones, they will release a spirit ball. And when your character collects the spirit ball, they kind of float around the map, and they will leave the screen if you don't grab them.
Yes, they will.
They will give you a power up.
Power up.
Power up.
I love that voice.
your kicks and your punches actually become stronger.
You should get like a little like
you get buffer,
a little flame coming off. Yeah. The first one like you kind of rip your shirt.
Yeah.
And the second one you rip your shirt completely off.
Totally buff.
Power up.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it goes one, two, or three. The third one you get is the obviously your altered beast.
Yes, that's the third. When you collect three of these spirit ball things, you do become the beast for that stage.
The first time like he rips this thing, I'm like, reminds me so much of He-Man. Like Prince Adam.
It does
like,
for me,
especially because you're wearing the pink too,
because
you're Tom. And you just rip your shit off. It's like, what the fuck am I playing right now?
Very
is it a He-Man clone?
So this is pretty interesting. The manual calls the first spirit transformation Giant Man.
Oh.
The second supered muscled up guy is Superman.
Oh, huh.
The third one is when you become the Beast.
Fun.
Back to some of the basics on this game. It, like we said, it is a one or two player game, and what's cool about this game is both players play on the screen at the same time.
Classic beat 'em up style.
The best.
At the top left of the screen, if you're playing one player, it'll show you player one's score and how many lives they have left. In the center, it'll show you the high score, which, you know, that's very arcade of them to do. They used to try to mimic the arcades. And at the bottom left, it'll show you the power gauge of how many hits you have left before you die. Now, the different beasts, let's talk about the different beasts, because there's only 5 levels in this game. This is a very, very short game.
Yes. There's 5 levels and 4 beasts.
Yeah. Yes. Well,
I kind of mentioned them all earlier, but we'll talk about them again.
Yeah. So, like you said, level 1, you become the werewolf. Level 2, it's a were-dragon. Level 3, a were-bear.
Were-bear!
He looks like Ted. When they first show, like, the picture of, like, there's an awesome animation of, like, you turn it from human to the animal or the beast, and like it flashes and it shows it, but then it shows like a nice, comfy,
cute little bear.
Yeah, it shows like a teddy bear.
Doesn't look terrifying at all. Like,
it doesn't look like the bear that you become in the game.
No. Right,
that's a whole like euphemism for something else too.
Well, we'll become bears one day, Goobs.
I don't think we need to become bears. I think we are bears.
At this point,
I think
probably.
There's only a kiss that takes us apart from not being bears. Jenny's just looking at me. She's like, what are we doing?
I'm about to cry because it means you're going to leave me.
No, you can.
No,
you can,
I can't.
I'm the zoo trainer.
This is
like a
kinky
Russian circus.
This is getting real kinky. Level 4, you become a were-tiger. And level 5, you did say, you know, there's only 4 beasts, but in level 5, you become a gold werewolf.
Yeah, you have different attacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, each one has their own special set of attacks.
Yes.
The werewolf has some nice little, like, fly-forward action.
Yep.
And he shoots a projectile. What's a dragon have, Jenny?
The most annoying sound in this... No, the fucking lightning. It's the most annoying sound in this whole fucking game.
Yeah, he's got like a...
It drives me mental.
A lightning attack that like comes off of his body, and then he has it to where he can like shoot lightning, like Raiden.
Yeah, but that's fucking useless. It's all
how metal is that, though? Like a fucking lightning dragon.
No, it is fucking cool, but they should have just picked a better sound, honestly.
Especially when you're fighting the boss on that level, too. We'll touch on bosses. We won't forget about it, like we do every episode. Yeah. We'll touch on bosses in a bit.
What about
the bear?
Yeah.
Has the worst attack.
Oh, the bear sucks. The stupid bubble thing.
Yeah, it's like, what are you, sleeping? Like in an anime?
Yeah,
you got like a nose
something.
Bubble?
Yeah, like anime nose bubbles, right?
Yeah.
That's funny. It's so funny that we're in two different countries, like so many miles away, and like we have the same thoughts on this game, you know, because that's what I used to think too, is like, why does the bear have a bubble coming out of his nose?
Yeah,
like, why is that his
sense.
Attack? Maybe it's because bears sleep and they hibernate. I don't know.
It like freezes people or something.
I don't know what it
then
does.
Then you turn into a big bear ball.
Yeah.
And then the tiger has what, the up and down thing?
Yep.
Yeah, the up and down, then the wavy ball.
Yes, I'm not going to lie. The werewolf's really like the only one that I really like. Not the only one I like, but the one I like the best.
Right.
That tiger one fucking pisses me off.
Yeah, I don't like the tiger one too much. The bear one is fine, and I like the dragon. Okay. I think the dragon's fun because
I think it's cool if I have the volume down. Like I like it with no sound. It just really that noise irritates me a lot.
That's fair. Tiger is probably my least favorite.
Yeah, the tiger's
bears above him. Then the dragon. Then you got to go with the classic wolf.
Yeah,
yeah. What happens is Neff will show up a few times per level. So if you haven't transformed, you know, if you haven't collected enough spirit balls, he runs off and you actually have to continue on the stage.
Yeah, you gotta play more of it.
Yeah.
So that even happens in two player as well.
Yeah, so you can't, and you both have to be in your beast form before you can fight him. If you're not, if only one of you is, you still have to wait and keep going.
Right. Which, you know, we're basically veterans of this game. If someone else was playing it for the first time, it might take them longer than, you know, because it's a pretty short game for us. People have been playing it for years, but, you got to think of a newbie playing it that's never played it. It'll be a little bit longer of a game because you'll miss those spirit balls. It's just going to happen.
Yeah, it's totally going to happen. You don't know to look out for the blue three-headed wolf.
Yeah, now that we know that it's not a pig.
man, bear, wolf, pig.
Now, if you are able to transform before the first time you see him, you do get more points for defeating him earlier on. So, like, each time that you don't actually get to fight him, because, again, he won't fight you unless you're in your beast form, you get less and less points.
Yeah, he gets to say that classic line, Jenny Bean, give it a whirl.
Welcome to your doom.
Welcome to your doom.
It's the best ever.
It is.
The Rise from Your Grave is my ultimate favorite one. That one's
It's just got some really cool, like, quotable things in it. So
it's a lot of fun.
So throughout the game, you'll have many different monsters you're going to fight. You're going to have some winged beast, some zombies, some blob leeches, some chicken stingers. Which, that's actually what they're called, and they're also in Golden Axe.
Yeah, those little...
yellow things.
Oh, yeah!
With the tails that whip you. You can ride on them.
Yep.
Oh, that's funny.
There's werewolf snakes that drop from the ceilings, giant ants, slug turtles.
Werewolf snakes? Are the fucking dragons?
They're called werewolf snakes.
I thought they were dragons.
I always thought so, too.
I thought they were just big snakes.
You see their tail rattling on the ground. You can walk up and kick the tail off, and then they don't really attack you. Or when they drop down,
you kick their heads.
Kick their head right off.
Yeah.
I love doing that.
Me too. It's fun.
Like, it's a big, massive beast. Like, imagine you're just, like, playing a... Like, not playing a game, but you're, like, in real life, a big fucking, like, dragon comes flying at you. You just kick him once in the head, and the head goes flying off into the distance. That's why I love this game. It's so ridiculous.
It is.
Yeah, the giant ants, there's slug turtles, hammer demons, evil fish, goat men.
Giant ants? I thought they were bees.
So did I.
No, there's giant ants that are in the second level.
The yellow ones.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought they're bees. They have their stingers sticking out like big giant cocks running at you.
Man, I think it's just like a mix match of different things because then there's goat men, ninja boars.
Oh, the goat men in the last episode.
Yeah, the last one.
What about the ninja boars? And we can't forget the dark unicorns.
Oh, the dark unicorns are amazing.
Yes.
I can't believe those aren't like everyone's favorites because of how ridiculous they are.
Oh, they're just so fun.
Yeah, the last level is just absolutely insane.
Chaotic.
It really is.
I called it an episode a couple seconds ago, but the last level.
let's talk about the bosses. It's Neff, but he transforms into different things. Which, okay, this doesn't make sense to me if he's
different monstrosities, like they're kind of grotesque.
Yeah, they're fucking nasty.
Well, I don't know if those are actually him transforming into it, because that's what I always thought, or if they are other monsters, because they have names. So the first boss is Agar, who throws faces at you.
He's a big, like
big stone looking thing.
No, he's not a stone. He's a big fucking, looks like flesh.
Oh, I thought
big flesh
like
mountain.
Stone.
Like, he whoops his head at you.
Yeah, he throws like multiple versions of his face at you, and he looks like a big flesh mound. Or something.
It looks like a big fleshlight.
So the second boss is Octias. And this is like a Venus flytrap, but when it opens up, it's got a shitload of eyes in it. And
eyeballs, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's
tons of eyes, and they spread them all over the screen at you.
Yep. And if you touch them, they hurt you. So you have to electrocute the shit out of them with the dragon.
Yeah, if you just go in the top right corner of the screen, just electrocute you, you're going to win.
Right. The third boss is a moldy snail, which this is a giant snail that kind of looks like a dragon.
No, I don't like this one, yeah. Ugh.
Yeah, I wasn't too crazy about that one either.
They have to fight him as the bear, too, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes it even worse.
Yeah, and then you've got the fourth boss, which is a crocodile worm, apparently. And he breathes fire and little dragons.
Yes, he does.
Yep.
And he's kind of a bastard. And then...
Is it the three-headed fucker? Why do I remember a three-headed thing? I'm probably confusing all the games that we played.
Yeah. So the fifth and final boss is Neff, and he changes into a were-rhino.
Yeah, Rocksteady.
Yeah. So I want to ask you, which one do you think is the hardest out of the five bosses?
Gotta go with the worm, the fourth one, because the tiger is just a piece of shit.
Yeah, you know what? I agree with you, because that's stupid tiger.
Yep.
Most bosses aren't a problem in this game, but that one, just because of your powers.
Yeah.
The tiger's powers are just so weird. Like, the rhino, like, Neff at the end is, like, nothing to shake a stick
at.
No,
he's not that terrible.
Pretty fucking easy.
Especially if you have it on two-player. If you got two people tag-teaming him, he's going to go down pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just Eiffel Tower him, take him from either side, and then
make him a done. Chinese finger trap.
That's right.
Exactly. Pig roast him.
Rhino roast him.
Yeah.
You win.
Yeah, so...
You gotta remember to stroke the horn.
No, you don't.
But yeah, I mean, it's... There's plenty of, like, variety in this game, like, between the normal enemies throughout the levels, and the backgrounds are all different. Like, the first level, you're in a graveyard kind of looking thing. The second level, you're in a...
You're fighting zombies and shit.
Yeah, yeah, in the first level. And then the second level, you're, I guess, like, underground?
Yeah, you're in a cavern.
Yeah, like caves or something, yeah.
Well, and then the third level, you're also in a cave looking.
A deeper cave.
A deeper cave. So, like, there's a lot of variety for only having five levels in it. And then, again, like I said, all the enemies, they all do something different. And you get four. You get four different beasts. So, you know... It changes
a little
up
bit. The- like, this is like an early game, especially for a beat 'em up game, so you're not going to get that much variety in this, but
no.
It's still pretty decent.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it changes it up enough because you do get four different characters to work for in each level, but.
I don't think like another game at this time has done that where you get to evolve like you do in this game.
Right. Right. Do you have any parts of this game that you just fucking absolutely hated or anything?
You know, the one thing I hate more than anything else?
What's that?
Is that when that fucking Neff shows up and he shoots that stupid lightning and you just literally have to sit there and fucking wait. That pisses me off so much. Like, I hate it. You remember I'd always be bitching?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Like, oh,
why can't I just kill this guy?
Like, we're in beast form. We're ready to fight. Why do I have to stand here? Or if we're not in beast form, like, clearly I'm not in beast form. Mosey the fuck on.
It takes so long.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
That drives me crazy.
I've never thought about that. It is, even like when you're ready to fight him, he takes a little while before he changes. And if you don't have the beast, if you're not a beast yet, he does take a little while before he just skedaddles.
Yeah, that just drives me nuts.
And he laughs at you like an asshole.
Yeah. Steals your beast form away.
What about you, Goobs? You have a part where you're just like, fuck this part.
Yeah, the tiger.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Everything about the tiger, like, I don't like that character at all.
Yeah, his special move is like, it's kind of like the werewolves, where the werewolf flashes forward, the tiger flashes up and down, and it's not very convenient.
No, not at all. And, like, the wavy ball just go over enemies sometimes, and it's just not enjoyable.
Yeah, it seems just kind of pointless. Yeah.
The whole level, like, you get to play him as is not fun, and then the boss is not fun either.
No.
No, yeah, I think you're right. The whole fourth level just needs an overhaul.
And trust me, I got nostalgia goggles, like, glued to my face for this game.
Right. Oh, yeah, me too. I remember playing this game as a really small kid, and... I remember this game used to scare me, to be honest. Like,
aww.
Yeah, well, you know, I was...
Oh, I bet your meemaw made you a snacky snack after.
Oh, little snacky snacks.
I don't remember meemaw playing this game with me, but I remember, like, especially with the cutscenes, because after you beat a level, there's a cutscene.
That's a weekly shout-out to meemaw. She's getting more shout-outs every episode, just like Jenny.
Well, she's probably pretty awesome.
She is awesome. But, like, the cutscenes at the end after you beat the level, where it's all purple and it's playing, like, Phantom of the Opera kind of music.
Oh, yes.
Those parts would freak me the fuck out. And then, like... Well, okay, especially going...
What about the one at the end of the game where, like... It totally looks like fan fiction where
there's just
a wolf holding her.
And a lady. It's like hugging her.
It's the cover of a bad romance novel.
Yes, it is.
A wolf and his bride.
Full moon romance.
What about the music? How do you feel about the music on this one?
You explained it to me perfectly today when I asked you what the music is like. Because I was like, I don't remember the music. And what did you call it?
I don't know.
You just said unremarkable. And it's very true. Like, the music isn't terrible.
Right.
But it's not great either. It's just there.
It's
unmemorable.
It's okay.
Kind of. Like, it's okay, but it's not awful. Like, I'm not saying it's bad. It's just not memorable like a Mario or something.
We know
Sega
can do way better music.
Right. You know, I can remember the first level, but that's because I played it so much as a kid when, you know, you sucked and you died all the time. And then I can remember the second level because it used to scare me because it would go from that cutscene to, like, that cavern and it would be the weird, creepy music.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, I think it's just the quotes and stuff that I really, really can, like, remember. Like, I have to think about the music. The burm, 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 burm. Like, I have to really think about it before I can pull that out of my ass.
Yeah, it's just not very memorable, that's all. It's still, it's not terrible, like I said, it's decent.
Yeah.
Classic.
If I had...
We played mostly with, like, Spotify going in the background, to be honest with you, because...
That's how... Because I really hate that fucking noise of that dragon.
Yeah, I would say that the first level song is my favorite. And even the title intro is kind of basic and just... There's not much to it, so...
Yeah, we're not playing this game for the music, let's
just
be
honest.
No, you're
not. Like...
No, but the graphics are pretty impressive for, you know, being a 89 game.
That's what I mean. When you think back and you think this game was made in, like, 88 or 89...
Right.
That's pretty crazy that it looks that
Yeah,
good.
I watched some arcade footage for this game, and holy shit, man... It looks badass.
Yeah.
You can notice, like, the difference between the Sega version...
And the arcade.
And the arcade, especially because I mostly remember the Sega Master System version.
Ooh.
The like, 8-bit one.
Yeah.
And there wasn't even a background when you had to fight bad guys on that one. It just go black.
That's crazy. Yeah, I feel like... this game, for me, is more memorable with the transformations. Like, that cutscene of the transformations.
Yes.
Fucking way cool looking. It's got the flames, and you start out as a human, and you slowly transform into whatever beast you're transforming into.
I want that as a back piece tattoo.
That'd actually be pretty cool.
Starting off with, like, a tramp stamp of a little man that gets bigger. Giant man, Superman, Ultimate Beast.
Have you ever seen the arcade cabinet... picture that's on it, and it shows, like, all the different the beasts. You got to look up a picture of the beast on the arcade cabinet, because it's a really cool picture. This might be in my fun facts, I don't remember if I wrote it down, but they actually mimicked it for one of the Avengers movies.
Oh shit.
Yeah, and I'll post that on our Instagram, so you know, be on the lookout for that comparison picture. Yeah, I feel like the graphics. Like I said, I like the cutscenes. They used to scare me as a kid. How do you feel about the Sega graphics?
I think it's good.
I think they're pretty decent.
Yeah, I mean, for its time, it's great.
The
you can tell what's going
like,
on.
Yeah, you know what they are. You know what you're fighting.
You know what you're transforming into. It's very visibly a wolf, a bear, or whatever. You know.
I like to count the abs so I can see when I turn into Superman.
Do we have an 8-pack or a 10-pack?
We have a lot of packs.
Maybe 20.
Well, it's like a whole thing of hot dogs in there, just like delicious hot dog abs.
I think the only thing that loses any kind of graphics points is we all thought that was a pig.
Yes.
And not a werewolf.
Clearly, yes. So, no idea that thing.
We
all
thought that was a dragon and not a, what do you say, a cave worm?
I just thought it was a snake. I thought it was a rattlesnake.
It's a dragon snake or something like that. Yeah. No, what was it? A wolf snake.
Werewolf snake.
Yeah, wolf snake. So, whatever.
You know, I mean, other than that, it looks good, though. Like,
yeah, no, I have no complaints.
I really
about
like
the
that, like, power punch, that, like, when the kick, when you get that blue thing.
The
like
mini Hadouken coming
off.
Yeah,
that makes me happy. Kind of reminds me of Naruto. Little Rasengan.
Could be a little Rasengan. And you do the fancy
happy.
Kick up to
that
little
kick is great.
Blue ball coming off. Toby, I'm so sorry, man, but, like, our car's going to get snowed in.
Oh, shit. Is it snowing up there right now?
Oh, yeah.
It actually really is, yes.
Yeah. Quite a bit.
I gotta go shovel, man. I'm sorry about this.
Me and the bean we'll handle the show. We'll
hold the ship, man. Hold the ship.
It won't take them long. It's only a few minutes. It's a small driveway, so.
Oh, okay. Very good.
So small to you, big to others.
I shovel that driveway too. First thing I'm going to do is, since you told me I could get Altered Beast on my phone, I'm going to find it. But my phone is, like, disgusting. It's got some really nasty, like, grease or something on it. You know?
Oh. What is that?
I don't know. My phone's so dirty.
Is that the game?
Hello, Jimmy Bean.
Jeez.
Oh, hi.
Hello, Toby.
Hi. Hi,
Toby. Your lips look luscious, Jenny Bean. You look beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Goob Sheenie.
Goob Genie, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing decent. Oh, I'm doing really good. The Genie Bee this year.
Yeah?
I'm sick of this D. I want the P.
Goob Genie.
Oh, you know what you're getting into.
Goob Genie, there's a Me Too thing that's happening all the time. You might be careful, okay? I'm just saying.
Ooh, Gene 2.
Genie 2.
Genie
2. Hey, Genie, have you ever played Altered Beast? That's what we're talking about tonight.
Ooh, I turned into a beast every night in the sack.
Ah, I'm sure you do. But have you heard of the video game on the Sega Genesis?
Oh, I definitely have, and I have a special treat just for you two.
Oh, good.
Ooh. Yay.
All you gotta do, when you die, oh, it's sad when you die. Oh, we'll have a funeral. Genie will have a funeral for you.
Okay.
Oh, candles, service, everything. But if you hold that A and press start repeatedly, after you die, you appear on the same screen you died on. Ooh.
Nice.
Thanks, Goob Genie. That's super helpful. I die in this game all the time.
You'll bring it right back. Ooh, you can do it on two players.
Very cool. I was about to ask because, I hear the bean dies quite a bit when she plays games.
Yeah, I do.
Ooh, but she's still a great partner. Unlike Toby, who never sends my emails back or my texts or my DMs.
Well, you're always sending me dick pictures.
Dick pics every day.
Yeah, exactly. Why am I going to reply to that? You know what? Shoot
them
away.
You know how it is? Take a selfie when you're invisible.
Here's Genie. We can take a selfie right now. I have a new Genie filter.
Oh, Genie filter. Oh, no. She tricked me.
Good.
Sucked him back in the phone.
Good.
Dump it.
That wasn't...
Did he just call me a dumb bitch?
You know what? Goob Genie's an
asshole.
Who
called you a dumb bitch?
Oh.
Oh, somebody not nice there, babe.
Yeah, don't. You know what? It's...
Toby, you call her a dumb bitch?
No, not him. It's okay.
Not me.
We're just joking. It's fine. Yeah,
okay. It was a joke. Okay.
Thanks for standing up for me, though.
I was about to rip my shirt off and then become an altered beast.
Become a muscle man.
Yes.
Oh my God, if you ever get in a fight, I'm going to stand behind you and go, power up.
Just rip my shirt off of me.
Yes.
And then put a furry costume.
Put a wolf mask on your head.
I'll put like a hound hood on me and then I start like punching people wearing a leather fucking dog mask.
No.
How would y'all like to hear some fun facts?
It's time for Fun Facts with Toby.
Fring!
She's been dying to do it.
I always do it in the car.
You got it wrong. Spring, but still,
well,
you're close
enough.
I'm a
girl. It's cuter.
Yeah, yeah. That was her version. Her spin on it, if you will.
I'm not you, Goobs. Stop trying to conform me.
So, this is going to be fun because there's two of you. Because we're going to play the number one and only game show on the Secret Levels podcast.
How much is this game?
So this is the game show where Goobs...
That's me.
And Jenny...
Woohoo!
You're supposed to say that's me.
That's me.
Come on, don't you know the fucking bit?
I do.
They are going to try to take a guess at how much this game costs in America. They're both Canadians. They are going to try to pick the American prices. Now, they get a $5 leeway, so if they're within $5, they get the point. The points don't matter. So.
To you, they don't.
So,
it's a blood feud over here. Price is Right rules, too.
Closest wins it without
$1.
Going over?
I'm just kidding.
Closest, don't do $1, but like closest one to it without going over, yes.
All right. So, the first one that we're going to talk about is the Sega Genesis cartridge. So, this is just the cartridge. No manual, no box, nothing. It's just a loosey-goosey cartridge. Ladies first.
Go ahead, honey.
I wanted him to go first.
I'll go first. I don't care.
No, it's okay, because if you go first, then I'm just going to, like... I just wanted you to go first so I could hear what you said.
I already have a number in my mind, so...
I'm going to guess seven.
Seven? I was going to say eight.
Were you okay? Because I have no idea. You buy the games, not me. I just tell you what I want.
Seven and eight are your choices, right?
Yes.
This game goes for $10 loose.
Hey, that was good.
We both kind of win.
Yeah, y'all both won.
Good for
y'all
us. Both won.
Goobs wins more because he was closer, but you know.
That's okay. That's fine. All right. I'm just proud of myself that I was kind of close.
We both get a point. I get a half point extra because I'm better than you.
No.
Okay, so this time we're going to do complete in box. That means you will get the game cartridge, the manual, and that Sega clam.
The wonderful clam.
The clam that we all love. If you want to understand what her rage is about, refer to the last episode. Okay, so it's complete in box, CIB. How much do you think it goes for, guys?
Don't go too crazy. It's a Sega game.
No,
I've
I know.
I've learned my lesson.
But
I'll
I'm trying to figure
help.
Out like how much a manual and a case
this
are
game
worth.
Is widely available.
$10 loose.
So maybe 27. Is that too high, do you think? I don't know. I'm going to go like 27.
That's a decent guess. I was going to go 23.
Is that Chelsea's final answers?
Yeah.
Yeah, 27, 23.
With your $5 leeway, you were both wrong.
Oh.
It goes for $16.
Shit.
Oh, okay.
So.
That's kind of surprising that the case and the manual are only worth $6,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, it's a Sega game, because... They're made of those indestructible clams.
Oh yeah, so they all stayed around.
Now,
yeah, it's not like a
box
Nintendo
that'll
box.
Deteriorate. That's true.
I will say that there are some of those clam cases that are a little more expensive. Like I know the Hyperstone Heist, the Ninja Turtles game.
Yes,
it's got Konami actually like pressed into the box. So it's a slightly different box than just a regular clam case.
Yeah, so it makes it more.
So, yeah. So if you want the original box, it's the one with the Konami stamp in it. So you do have to look out for those kind of things if you are a collector. So, yeah.
But I bet you in Canada that's at least like $35. Just saying.
Right. All right. So I got a bunch of other fun facts on this game. The arcade game was originally going to have pressure-sensitive buttons, but it was scrapped, and it cut the amount of different attacks by half. So there was actually going to be more attacks depending on how hard you press the button.
They actually heard that. That would be very interesting. It would change up the
that would have been
combat
a kind of a
for
cool
sure.
Idea.
You could have more combos and stuff going on instead of your weak-ass punches and your rock kicks.
Yeah.
It was like the Rock, like, giving, like, little...
Yeah, his little kicks.
Little kicks.
Yeah.
Altered Beast was never a pack-in game for Japan. The creator of Altered Beast went to America on a trip and specifically set out to see his game with the pack-in Genesis in stores. But every time he'd go to a store to try to see it, it was sold out. So he didn't even get to see it.
Hey, that's not a bad thing.
No, that's awesome. But he wanted, you know, because in Japan it wasn't a pack-in
game.
Yeah,
he just wanted to see it.
Yeah.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah, so...
They just didn't even send him one. Like...
Yeah, you'd think... But I think it was just also seeing it on the shelves.
Oh, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. For sure.
Because, which I guess I should have said first, this was one of the few pack-in games that the Sega had, the Genesis. So,
like, this is one of the first games I probably actually played, because the Master System, I had Wonder Boy and this.
This would be the first Sega game I played for sure, because we didn't have Sega, my cousin did, but we were there every weekend. So this is probably the first one I played.
So, in the Master System port, that 8-bit version that you played, Goobs?
Yep.
It's missing the entire bear level.
That's probably why I don't remember Ted.
Now, this is pretty neat. The PC Engine, the CD version, has different cutscenes.
Oh, fun.
Yep. Now, the Genesis version actually had a parallax scrolling, while the arcade version didn't. So this makes it look like there's more depth in the background because it's got multiple layers. So if you watch footage of the arcade version compared to the Genesis version, you'll see that it looks like there's more out behind, you know, the world. It looks like a world. It's not just flat.
Yeah, it was a whole new world.
A whole new world.
Don't you dare close your eyes.
Got you both singing off of that one.
There is a musician named Matthew Sweet that has an album called Altered Beast, and he owns the arcade cabinet in his home. I'm kind of stretching for fun facts on this one, guys.
I hope in one of
I've
his
actually
songs
heard of Matthew
like,
Sweet before. Well, no, he's not that kind of music, but I would like an Altered Beast breakdown. That'd
be
awesome.
Bitchin'.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
Rise from your grave.
And then before the next one, it's just like, welcome to your doom. Just like, sound. Bam. It'd be sick.
Neff, the main bad guy, his name is Majin in Japan, which means
fun.
Magician, devil. Sorcerer, yeah. Or demon god. Yeah.
I thought it was devil. Jins were devils, I thought.
Majin.
Oh, yeah, true.
Like Majin Buu from...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Majin Buu, so cute.
Yeah, well...
He turned Satan into a cookie and ate him, so...
Yeah, delicious.
Well, the Jinn are, like in other beliefs, are...
Holy shit.
Genies.
Jinn.
I know, I'm the devil. Ha ha.
I marry the devil genie.
So, THQ and 3D3 Games released a Game Boy Advance game called Altered Beast, Guardian of the Realms. And it looks like a remake of this game, sort of, but they added more features to it and more levels. And all the reviews, because I watched a little bit of gameplay, I didn't actually play it myself. The sprites look way too big for the levels. Like in the game we played,
yeah.
The sprites are like, you know, you can jump around and there's enough like area.
They're still big, but you have enough room.
But there's still space that you can actually perform a jump. And this and that, yeah.
This one looks like you don't have enough space to actually move around because they're so big. And then
you're just too buff, man.
Yeah, that's what it is. It doesn't look as iconic and fun as the original, and that may be the nostalgia kicking in, but it just doesn't look as good. And it got a lot of bad reviews. Like everyone that I saw playing it, they were like, "This game sucks." So it might be good though.
PS2 version as well.
Yes, and this PS2 version has nothing to do with the original story. And
besides, you turn to an animal.
Yes, it's called Altered Beast in Europe. It was never released in North America, and everywhere else, it's called Project Altered Beast. I don't know if it looks very good. I've always wanted to play it, but I don't know.
I watched a bit of it because, like, after reviewing everything, I'm just like, oh, I'll check out what's on YouTube for this game. I'm like, that's interesting, but it looks like a piece of shit.
Yeah. You know, and I watch a lot of video play on all the systems, and honestly, the Sega is the best port of this game. It really does look like it's the best port. But the Nintendo Famicom had a release, which is really interesting because Nintendo, Sega, it's weird Sega released it on there. But it looks kind of fun, but the sprites are really teeny tiny and the levels are fucking huge. So it's the exact opposite of the Game Boy Advance version. but that version wasn't brought over to North America for the NES. It was just a Famicom game, so... But it actually looks kind of decent. Like, it doesn't look terrible. It just looks very small.
Just really teeny tiny.
Yep. What is this, Ultra Beast School for Ants?
That's what I was going for. Thank you.
But really, that's all I've got for the fun facts portion of this episode.
Oh, you know what that means. Jenny, do the honors. You have a bunch of it built up into you for living with me for 17 years. What are we about to do right now?
Oh, we're gonna rage.
I am so disappointed with my wife right
now. It's time to fucking rage!
Oh, come on!
There, are you happy?
Yes.
I'm happy
too. That's what you wanted. I wanted to make it really cute, to be like, oh, 17 years of loveliness. Don't ask for a rage meter on your marriage.
It's over 9,000.
Totally. Score.
So this is the rage meter. This is where we're going to give a 1 to 10 rating on how pissed off this game made us in our gameplay. Who wants to go first on this? I'd say ladies first.
Okay.
He's using a southern charm. I'm Canadian.
I can go first. That's
You're just going to get nice to death in this.
Kind of torn on this one because a lot of it really pisses me off, but it doesn't really bother me that it pisses me off. I'm not sure.
She dies a lot.
Like, I die a lot. Like, okay, as I've made clear every time, I fucking suck at video games, but I don't give a fuck because I love to play them.
I give a fuck. You're going to be part of my rage meter.
You're breaking my heart here, babe.
Don't go breaking my heart.
I couldn't if I tried.
Sorry. See, now you're hyped up and you can go.
Okay, but now I'm happy. I don't know, maybe I give this like a 5.
A 5?
Okay. What, are you like questioning that I'm only giving it a 5?
Yes, I am.
Should I be giving it higher? 6?
Yes.
6? 7? What?
Tell me what I should
rate
it.
How much do I yell at this game?
You yelled quite a bit.
Okay, yeah, maybe like a 7. I kind of think I threw the controller at one point because I got really pissed off at there those fucking ground
See,
snakes.
See, I'm here to call her out on her
he
shit.
Is. Okay, yeah, let's say 7. Because, yeah, fuck those ground snakes. That fucking lightning noise makes me want to rip out my eyelashes one by one because it would be more goddamn pleasant.
Yeah.
The fact that that stupid motherfucker sits there and just shoots lightning for no fucking reason drives me insane. The bosses are bullshit.
You
the
sound
tiger
like
fucking
me right
sucks
now.
Because I'm channeling you.
You swear so much.
Okay, but now I feel better. So 7.
7. Okay.
What about you, man?
I'm going to give it a 4.
Fuck okay. you.
That's because I had to play with you.
That's really mean.
You died a lot. I had to restart the game quite a few times.
It was really fucking high. Like, give me some credit.
Granted, you were high.
Thank you. So maybe you should make that a little bit lower.
You're doing a decent job at best.
Thank you.
But, again...
I zapped those eyeballs like a motherfucker. Don't
you
even
did.
Say I didn't.
On the third time around.
I still got there.
She was slow to the game.
Like, we're reviewing this together, so I'm like, we're going to play it together. So we did it. We beat it.
We
beat
did.
It together like the whole way through.
We kicked its ass.
Nice.
But yeah, it gets a little annoying at points. Because when you know you can beat this game and be a world record setter. I could never beat this game in under nine minutes. You're not holding me back. You're pushing me forward towards the future. Oh, she was a good co-pilot for this game. We changed together. We became beasts. Sadly, we didn't play in doggy style this time. If we did, we would have won.
Yeah, my rage meter would have been fucking 9,000.
I'm not satisfied.
So, you said, did you say a 4?
But yeah, that didn't really piss me off too much, this game, this playthrough. Like, the bees with the dicks. The bees! My face! Didn't really piss me off too much. And, yeah, only the tiger. Didn't like the tiger. So, I'm sticking with my 4. Toby, you good sir.
I think a 4 is pretty fair. There's a couple of enemies that are cheap as hell. I think that stupid-ass unicorn at the end is pretty cheap. The last level has a lot of actually cheap enemies. In the first level, one of the headless zombie thing that's walking around, it's like it waits until you finally walk up to it to try to punch it before it hits you, and it always gets me. Like, for some reason, it always gets me. And in those stupid blob things... The blob monsters. I always get those stuck on my head. And, you know, and I've been playing this game for years, but...
Oh, I forgot about those stupid fucking things.
Oh, yeah, they suck.
Oh, every time purple... I'd be, like, shaking my head around, and he'd punch them off my head. Yeah, you are a dick face. Sorry.
But, yeah, I mean, it's this game's got enough challenge to where it's still fun, but it wasn't... It didn't... really irritate me, you know? And it could just be the years and years of playing this, and it's such a short game, I don't know if you can rage too crazy in that short time period.
If you play with a partner who's fucking terrible, apparently. It doesn't matter that she loves the game.
I still beat it with you. This is what people want when you're on the shows.
To make your wife cry? Well, thank you.
You're not crying.
I'm very close. See these wet eyes?
You're spraying water on them.
No, I don't have water in a spray bottle.
Spray ginger ale.
With your 4, my 4, and her 7, we're going to give it an average of a 5 on the rage meter. So that's pretty fair, I think.
I agree.
I feel like that math doesn't work out, but sure.
We don't know math.
My God, really?
We can't count higher than 10.
No, she's pulling up the actual average right now, Toby.
Because there's no way 4, 4, and 7 is an average of 5.
Maybe
I'm wrong.
15 divided by 3.
Oh, maybe then. Is it 15? 8 plus 7? Yeah, you're right. Okay. Continue.
Now it's time for us to rate this game on if it's still worth playing. We're going to give it a 1 to 10 rating to figure out, should we keep playing this in the future? Do you want me to go first?
Go right ahead, Toby.
All right. I'm going to give this game a 7. I think it's a great game. I think it's fun. It's really, really short. And really, I might even give it a little bit of a lower rating, but nostalgia kicks in real hard on this one, so I'm giving it a 7. I love the different beasts that you can be, except the tiger. I'm glad that we all agree that the tiger sucks. And the bear's almost there, too, you know?
Yeah, close.
Sleepy bear.
Yeah, the sleepy bear. I like all the variety of enemies in this game. The music, it could have been better, but it fit the atmosphere for this game. I think this game looks much better than the arcade version. I know Goobs has told me offline that, you know, he thinks that the arcade version looks really good. I don't think it looks that good compared
Tom
to the
Sega. Tom
and Hank
look so much like buffer on that one,
they
man.
They do, yeah, I'll give you
They
that.
Do, but I don't like the colors. Like, I don't like how it's colored and stuff. I think it just looks better on the Genesis version. I think that it controls well. It's not too stiff. It's not too loose. It's, you know, it's just right with the werebear. Yeah, I mean, I love this game a lot, don't get me wrong, but it's so short. I don't know if it's necessarily one of those games that you'd be like, oh, you gotta play this game. Like, it's such a great game. So
it is, you have to own this
See,
game.
See, I feel the opposite. I feel like it's one of those games that I tell people that they should play because it's so short. It doesn't take 5 hours to beat. Like, for me.
Well, that's a good point too. I'm thinking of something that, you know, that's a really good point actually. It's something that you can, hey, you want to play a game for about an hour? You got an hour to kill, and you can throw it in. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I just think it's, I wish it was longer because I do enjoy it, and I wish there was more transformations. That doesn't mean I want to go play the Game Boy Advance version, but I wish this one was longer. So I'm gonna stick with a 7 right now.
Jenny, you ready to go?
Yeah, I can go. I was going to give it a 7, but I'm going to give it an 8 because even though you're mean, this game means a lot to me because we play this game a lot together. We've been playing this game together for so many years, so it has a little extra bit of like special place in my heart. So I'm going to give it an 8. I just love this game. I think it's tons of fun. Yes, I suck at it. Do I care? No. Does it piss me off? Yes. Do I care? No, I still have fun. I just love the whole concept. No, because there's games that you can play that piss you off and you don't have fun.
Right.
This is one of those games that pisses me off.
Like Awesome Possum?
Like, how many fucking games? What were we playing last? Donkey Kong, where I was almost in tears. I'm like, fuck this game. I never want to play this game again. It just pissed me off. This right. pisses me off, but I still go back and play it. Yeah, I think it looks great. I love the whole concept of, like, you know, transforming. Yeah, I give it an 8. I think everybody should fucking play this game. It's a basic beat-em-up game. Those are, like, one of my favorite types of games. So.
Yeah, you love beat-em-ups. We
I
love beat-em-ups.
Yeah, like, and I love them because we can play them together. And there, it's a game where I don't, like, I really don't have to hold my own weight. Like, yes, you die more, but you can pick up my slack by killing more enemies and saving me orbs like you always do. And
like I do
like
in
that.
Life.
Do you?
I carry you in life. We carry each other through the new threshold.
I don't know if I could
future.
Carry you through the threshold to the future, but we could try.
Yeah, no, I'm super heavy.
Fuck yes.
I was trying to turn around and make it romantic.
It was very nice. It was very nice. No, I really love this game.
Because I'm an asshole. I was trying to be nice for once.
You did well. Thank you. I like that it's short. I find beat-em-ups shouldn't
like you?
Yes, I am. Thank you. I find that beat-em-ups shouldn't be too long. If they're too long, it gets very repetitive. I feel like this five-level thing is good for this game because I feel like any more it would get repetitive. Because, again, it's a beat-em-up. It's kind of the same shit over and over again.
Yeah.
But fuck that Nefka. But yeah, 8 for me. This is on, like, if I were to give somebody a list of 5 games that people that I think they should play, this would be on it every time.
Cool.
Now you...
I'm giving it a 7.5.
Oh, yeah.
And I dabbed the whole time.
He did.
You're very
after
good.
Everything I said. But, yeah, everything has kind of been said about this game. The music is drab, so fuck that. Get
yeah.
that out of here.
I mean, if the music was better, I would have given it probably a 9. But
this game is fun by yourself with a friend or wife. You can play this
Who
game.
Who is your friend? Just saying.
Yeah, that's granted. Jesus, I'm trying to.
I know you
trying
are.
Trying to do my job here.
I know. I'm sorry.
God damn it, Bean.
Sorry.
Get out of the house. But yeah, this game is like it's pretty legendary because every time I wear my Alter Beast hat at work, someone always mentions like, "I used to play that game. Like, you should go back and play it now because it's fucking awesome." And then I have people come back the next day like, "I played that game." Yeah, so. I'm like, no. Like, that's not that's what you're supposed to say to me. You're supposed to say, it's awesome. And, like, awesome. The whole transformation thing, too, like, we got Mario who transforms into, like, bigger Mario, then like, the flower Mario, and, like, Tanuki Mario, and fucking Raccoon. There's all sorts of shit Mario turns into. Sega has Alter Beast, because he turns into a fucking different beast. It's amazing. So, besides the tiger.
Yeah.
Don't like that so much. The graphics and sprites are on par. Like, they're big, beefy, beautiful characters that I want to just, like, smack the shit out of.
Big, beefy men.
You turn into big, beefy man. Big, beefy beast. Everything's beefy on this episode. Yeah, no, you guys described this perfectly before me. So that's why I decided to go last, because I'm going to give it a 7.5 like I did in the beginning of this.
Very nice.
So it's a 7.5.
I dig it. So
that's
with
all of our scores combined, I did the math for you already, Toby. You picked a 7, she picked an 8,
yep.
7.5.
Yes, sir. That's it. So... Yeah, and you know, we got to give this game a little bit of credit for us realizing that we were retro gaming nerds, you know, because you're
I think we
kind of
mentioned that before this episode.
I know. At the beginning you did, but I want it to be known, like, this has come full circle. This show would have never, ever come around if it wasn't for your hat.
I still remember the day you bought that hat. And
yeah.
I was like, buy that hat.
It was at a Comic-Con. I bought that and my Streets of Rage 2 hat. Or a Streets of Rage hat.
Streets of Rage hat, yeah.
The same day. I walked around, I bought the Alter Beast hat first, and then I'm like, oh, that fits good, because I have a big fucking head.
Yeah, it's hard to find.
And then, like, I walked around again, I saw the Streets of Rage hat, and I just bought it automatically, like, okay, that's it. And then we were talking about wrestling on, like, a live chat, and you saw my Alter Beast hat. And then... We started talking about Mega Man, and our dicks got hard, and then the
and then
show
just,
became a thing.
Yep. Slowly. It took a year or two, but it finally came together. But it all started because of your damn hat. So thank you.
Definitely
thank you for
did.
Buying that hat.
You should be thanking me for letting him buy that hat.
Thank you for
You're
letting
welcome.
Him buy that hat.
I'm kidding.
I'd like to thank you for being a friend. Going down the road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a friend and a confidant. And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me. And the card attached would say, Thank you for being a friend. Golden Girls. Finish
him. So this is the part of the show where we wrap everything up, and we're going to tell you about all of our stuff and how you can support the show. But first, we're going to start giving shout-outs to all of our patrons that are on the $2 and up tier. So let me start off by giving you our supporters' names. We have HF Raider, Sammy Chivers. I hope I'm saying that right.
Chivers or Chivers?
Chivers.
Maybe Chivers.
Maybe. Let me know, and I'll make sure to say it right next time. Trey Dishman, which that's one of my buddies from high school. So, Trey, I love you. He knows I love him. Which, what am I saying?
You've related him once. That's what I heard.
Yeah. We have Chris Labe, Derek Hayes, and Mask Llama. So those are...
Hey, I know that guy.
Yeah.
Those are our patrons on the $2 and up tier. And we do have other patrons, and we love you just as much. And if you want to help support the show, you can go to patreon.com/badsecretmedia. That will cover you for three shows.
Three shows. We're giving the value here.
Yeah. So just for a buck, you'll get three different shows extra content. So that's a damn good bargain. So speaking of those other three shows, Goobs, will you tell us about yours and Jenny's other show?
Oh, I'd love to. Talk about the Derailers podcast with my best friend Rick and my wonderful wife.
That's me, Jenny Bean.
See, you're actually here for it. So that's
am.
Awesome. And we take the train off the tracks every week or so. Like
we whenever we get to it, our lives are derailed. Okay,
we're
like seriously,
random as fuck. But we take one episode, or we take one
topic.
Thank you, Jenny, for keeping me on the tracks. That's why you're here.
That's right.
And we run the train off the tracks, and we do a 2-minute about review.
If you can even call it that. I usually search the topic on my phone and then get distracted by something else very quickly and don't look it up.
And then we talk about it. So
yeah,
that's the Derailers. Just like this whole thing we just did. It's just a bunch of nonsense. But a lot of fun at the same time. We have a lot of... And there's a story about a horse.
Got an audio drama going on there.
Yeah.
Good old naysay.
Horse is a soldier. There's a Jamaica Paca. There's a whole bunch of random stuff on there.
Jamal.
So enjoy. Go listen. Toby, what about you, sir, after this botched the worst fucking promo ever?
Well, what about your social
Started
media?
Off so nice.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at GoobsWN. Send me a DM. I don't care. I'll get back to anyone. And that's just how I roll.
Nice.
Very nice.
Unless you're trying to take me away from my wife, because then I will
fight
you.
Then you back the fuck up.
Back the fuck up.
I'm short, but I'm feisty.
Or if you're trying to take him to do a different retro video game review show, back the fuck up, bitch.
Oh, shit. My bear wife will get you, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Jenny, do you want to plug...
blow snot bubbles at you.
Jenny, do you want to plug some social media?
Yeah, I guess you can follow the Derailers on Twitter at the Derailers. Not that I'm ever really on there, but please try to. Like, we'll still take the followers. I'm getting back there eventually. And I guess you can follow me on Instagram as long as you don't send me dick pics or ask me about my vajayjay. at Lil Sock Puppets, L-I-L Sock Puppets. Yeah, we can be friends. That's cool. So, you can add me on there.
Well, for me, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Toby Von Doom.
Feel free to ask him about his vajayjay.
Yeah, ask me all you want about my vajayjay. Actually, if you follow me on Instagram, you'll see that I post videos where I mess with telemarketers. And it's also got
so good.
It's got a Facebook page called Toby versus Telemarketers, and I tell them about my... I ask them if they want to see my penis all the time. So, you can check that out.
He actually had one person call the FBI on you.
Yeah, the one called the FBI on me. It's pretty good. Go check those videos out. Toby versus Telemarketers. I also do a podcast sometimes. It hasn't been done in a long time, but it's the Secret Transmission Podcast. We are a satire show about conspiracies, the supernatural, UFOs, serial killers, and anything else spookily dookily. You can find it on all the major podcasting apps, and you can find it on Twitter and Instagram at Secret Transpod. And you know what? Let's just make it simple. If you want links to all of our shows, just go to badsecretmedia.com.
That makes the whole last 5 minutes relevant.
Just go to badsecretmedia.com if you can't remember all this, because we are a bad secret.
And it has links to our TeePublic page. Go to teepublic.com/user/secret-levels. Put one of our beautiful shirts on one of your beautiful chests.
That's right.
Or you can turn into a tapestry or a whole bunch of different shit. Coffee mugs, bags.
Right.
You can put us anywhere.
You really channeled your inner Dee Dee there at the beginning. That was really nice. Haven't heard Dee Dee in a while.
Dee Dee Diamonds.
That was wonderful.
Dee Dee Diamond does games.
Well, and then for secret levels, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Instagram and
get
Twitter.
Get that Twitter.
At Secret Levels Pod. We also have a Facebook page. We also have a Facebook group that you can join and chat with me and Jenny. Or you can go to Where Goobs?
The motherfucking Discord!
Where everybody but Jenny is welcome.
You're more than welcome.
I'm just joking.
But I was just fucking with you before. Know. But, yeah, come join the Discord group. There's been a lot of people coming in recently. Some of them are bots, and they get kicked the fuck out because we don't like that shit.
Yeah, we did have a bot come in trying to teach us English or something. I don't remember what.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
Toby booted her the fuck out. Some girl named after a Black Orphan character.
Yeah,
it's not fun.
Orphan tears?
No, I'm not sipping on Orphan tears tonight. I'm sipping on Discord tears. Yes. You'll get that after I kick your ass in Smash Brothers on Friday nights.
Yep.
When I beat you as Weefa Trainer.
And the Discord link is in the show notes, so go click it. Join our Discord. Talk with us. Talk with our listeners. It's a big, happy family. We're kind of growing a small community of gamers, and it's really
fucking
cool.
Awesome in there.
So
everyone is more than welcome.
Yep. And, I mean, that's it for this episode, Goobs.
That's it indeed. Do you have anything to say to close it out, Jack?
Play fucking Altered Beast. If you haven't played Altered Beast, fucking play it.
And don't mess with my wife about her clam. Game over, folks.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
This is Carrie.
This is Billy.
This is Mr. Boat.
And we are from A Podcast from Beneath. You can catch us every Wednesday wherever you find your favorite podcasts.